For more than 200 years, we Owens women have been blamed for everything that has ever gone wrong in this town.
Is that why people hate us so much, Aunt Frances?
They don't hate us, sweetheart. We make them a little nervous.
Let's face it, Chet. We Owens women have always created a stir. It all began with your ancestor, Maria. She was a witch. The first in our family. And you, my darlings, are the most recent in a long and distinguished line.
Is that why they wanted to hang her? Because she was a witch?
Well, the fact that our Aunt Maria was a bit of a heartbreaker didn't help. Nor did it help that most of her lovers had wives on the hanging committee. But no, I don't think it was either of those reasons. They feared her because she had a gift. A power that has been passed on to you children. She had the gift of magic. And it was this very gift that saved her life. Banished to this very island with her unborn child growing inside her belly. She waited for her lover to rescue her, but he never came. No one came. In a moment of despair, she cast a spell upon herself that she would never again feel the agony of love. But as her bitterness grew, the spell turned into a curse. A curse on any man who dared love an Owens woman.
So is that why Daddy died? From the curse?
Yes, my darling. Your mother knew. She heard the beetle ticking for your father's death all day long. She knew that when you hear the sound of the Death Watch beetle, the man you love doomed to die.
But that's how you came to live with us. We tucked you into our lives then. We've raised you the best way we know how.
In this house, we have chocolate cake for breakfast. And we never bother with silly little things like bedtimes or brushing our teeth.
But with the sweets comes the sour.
So when you find yourself the center of attention, it's not that they hate you. It's that, well, we're different.
You witch! Oh, witch! Witch! You're a witch! 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 You're a witch!
Jillian? Sally? You know the only curse in this family?
She's sitting right down there at the end of the table. Your Aunt Fanny.
Oh, come on, Jetty. Even you have to admit that any man who gets involved with an Owens woman is bound to end up 6 feet under.
Spare me.
What about my poor Ethan?
It was an accident.
It was fate.
It was an accident.
No, it was fate.
Accident.
It is fate.
Mommy died of a broken heart, didn't she?
Yes, my darling girl, she did.
Hey, my little witch. Let's go inside and do some spells.
What about my homework?
Oh, pish, tosh. We both are going to learn things in this house that you will never learn in school. Come on, let's go.
Very good, Sally. You know, you've been blessed with a gift.
What about me?
Oh, we don't worry about you, Jelly Bean. Your talents will emerge in time. Sally, You just stay right there. Keep working on your spells. Just keep working on your spells.
Get the bird.
Get the book.
I want him so, so much. I can't think about anything else. I don't sleep. He has to leave his wife. He has to leave her now.
Perhaps you might find one better suited.
No, I don't want anyone else. He's all I think about. Why the hell else would I come here?
Take the money, Judge.
I want him to want me so much that he can't stand it.
Be careful what you wish for.
Hear my call a mile away. You'll whistle, my favorite song. You can ride a pony backwards.
What are you doing?
Summoning up a true love spell called Amas Feritas. He can flip pancakes in the air. He'll be marvelously kind. His favorite shape will be a star. And he'll have one green eye. And one blue. Thought you never wanted to fall in love. That's the point. The guy I dreamed up doesn't exist. And if he doesn't exist, I'll never die of a broken heart.
Enough to marry him?
Oh, come on, Sal, what's enough? I hate it here. I want to go where no one's even heard of us.
I feel like I'm never going to see you again.
Of course you're going to see me again. We're going to grow old together. It's going to be you and me. Living in a big house, these two old biddies with all these cats. I mean, I bet we even die on the same day.
You swear?
Honey, I need your pocket knife. Yeah. Blood. Our blood.
I love you, Jelly Bean.
Yeah, I love you too.
That Roto-Rooter man is history.
Well, according to that, he is.
This is insane. She keeps going through all these guys.
Hopefully someday she'll find a guy who goes through her.
Hello. Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, Jet, just give it up.
Never.
God, I miss her.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, Samson.
Knock it off. Okay?
That's all I want is a normal life.
My darling girl, when are you going to understand that being normal is not necessarily a virtue? It rather denotes a lack of courage.
Well, it's what I want.
Oh. You see this couple here? He's having an affair with the babysitter, and she can eat a pound cake in under a minute.
Another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible.
Dear Jillian, today is our third anniversary, and all I have to show for it are two beautiful little girls and a husband I just can't stop kissing. I don't even mind the beard. I wish you could see us. No more stones being thrown, no taunts cried out. Everything is just so blissfully normal. Life is perfect.
Dear Seth, I'm lying in the sun. I'm hanging by the pool. I've got a million friends. You might say that life is perfect. But I don't care about any of it. In fact, I only have two words to say to you. Jimmy Angel. Jimmy Angel. Is that this
boys, catch anything today?
Not much.
All right, see you in a bit. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?
I hear you. Don't, no.
How's Mary doing?
Okay.
good?
Yeah.
No. That can't be. No. No.
What's that?
I know you're in the.
We had no idea when we cast the spell.
What spell? What are you talking about? Oh. Oh, you didn't. You didn't. Please tell me that my own flesh and blood.
It was just a little push. You wanted so much to be happy.
We never expected that you would truly love him.
Well, I did. And I want him back. You brought him into my life. Now I want you to bring him back. Bring him back! I have never asked you for anything. I've never asked you for spells, but do this. I know you can. I know you can bring him back.
Here. We won't do that.
We don't do that.
But you can. You can do this. I know you can. I remember. I found it here when Mommy and Daddy died.
Even if we did bring him back, it wouldn't be Michael. It would be something else. Something dark and unnatural.
I don't care what he comes back as long as he comes back. Please do this for me. Please. 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 Please.
This is only temporary, so don't get too comfortable. There'll be no chocolate for breakfast. Homework will be done after dinner. Teeth and hair brush before bed. And as for you two, my children will never do magic. Ever.
Time for us to go to school. Mommy. It's the same time as yesterday. And the day before that. And the day before that. Out of bed, sleepyhead. Mom, I'm worried about Antonia. Do you know she puts on her mouse ears? She drives around town all liquored up, naked. All right. I'll see you around.
Come here.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm just so tired.
It's okay, Mommy.
Julie. Sally.
I was just thinking about you.
You're always thinking about me.
I mean, I just have to go to the bathroom.
Let's go together.
Jimmy, come on.
I'm just kidding, eh? Go.
I was really, really happy. We were going to open up a botanical shop where Mike would get all the ingredients and I would make the stuff. He really loved my mint oatmeal shaving cream. Couldn't stop eating it. I'm sure all this is really boring to you, but he really made me laugh.
Angela, what kind of name is that?
Bulgarian.
Bulgarian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's from somewhere near Transylvania. He has his whole Dracula cowboy thing about him.
He's just so intense. I mean, he talks about our relationship in terms of centuries. Sometimes we just stay up all night worshiping each other. Like bats. Thank God for Jet's belladonna. I'd never get any sleep.
Why are you taking that stuff?
I'm not using it. I'm just giving it to him every now and then, that's all.
So you're drugging your boyfriend to get a little shut-eye? Doesn't that seem a little strange to you?
Maybe. But he's strong. So much stronger than me. He can survive the curse.
Yeah.
Do you forgive our mother?
Sometimes.
Well, you'll never forgive yourself unless you get up and you get dressed and you brush your goddamn teeth because your breath stinks. And you take care of those little girls.
Yeah, you're right.
Is this enough for you?
Everyone you've ever known counts on you.
think after 300 years they would come up with a better line.
Really, your troublemaker started this. Put the finger down, Kylie.
I hope you get... chicken pox!
Kylie! Oh.
She was just kidding. She was...
No, she wasn't, Mom.
Mom,
she was not kidding.
Witches!
What's the matter with you? We do not cast, and we do not toy with people's lives. Do you understand? This is not a game.
No, you don't cast. You probably couldn't even if you tried. She has all this power, and she doesn't even use it. I think you really hurt Mom's feelings. Kylie thinks that any man who marries us is going to croak.
Oh, that's such hogwash.
What about your grandparents, Jack and Regina?
Grandma Regina died of a broken heart, didn't she? How could she do that? Leave Mom and Aunt Julie behind when they were just little girls? Why won't she ever talk about it? Was Mama good at spells when she was just a little girl? How come Mama doesn't do spells now?
What's going on in here?
Nothing. Just making toast, Giselle.
Did you guys finish your homework? There's a storm coming in. I want you guys to go check all the windows for me, okay?
Bye.
Making toast? I want you both to watch what you say to those girls. I don't want you filling their heads with any of your nonsense, okay?
We'd never tell them nonsense, dear.
Good night.
Dearest Jilly, sometimes I feel there is a hole inside of me, an emptiness that at times seems to burn. I think if you lifted my heart to your ear, you could probably hear the ocean. In the moon tonight, there's a circle around it, a sign of trouble not far behind. I have this dream of being whole. I'm not going to sleep each night wanting, but still sometimes, when the wind is warm or the crickets sing, I dream of a love that even time will lie down and be still for. I just want someone to love me. I want to be seen. I don't know. Maybe I have had my happiness. I don't want to believe it, but there is no man, Julie. Only that moon.
Just go to Jillian. The children will be fine. We'll take them to the solstice celebration with
us. No. Why can't you do... Just stay here.
Oh, no, we can't back out at the last minute. We're on the committee.
Yes.
We're presenting.
Yes.
Fine, but I do not want them dancing naked under the full moon.
No, of course not, dear. The nudity is entirely optional. As you will remember.
Service here sucks.
Yeah. Let's get you out of here. Come on.
I'm okay. I'm fine. It's been really crazy. Rome's been like, we've been driving for 2 weeks. 2 weeks straight. I mean, not even straight, in these zigzags back and forth. Oh, damn it.
Come here.
Okay. And then today he says he wants a jelly donut, right? Yeah. And he says to the kid, jelly donut with cream. And the kid looked confused. And I said, Jimmy, jelly's not a cream. And then the kid laughed, and then I laughed, and then he punched me. Punched me real hard, the bastard. Oh, blood on the moon.
I know.
Blood on the moon.
I know.
Blood on the moon. Where's my tiger's eye? No, I need my tiger's eye. Bring me luck. No, I left it. No. I gotta get my tiger's eye.
Probably in the bag, Jilly. Jillian, come on! Jilly, honey, just forget that it...
You'll drive.
You want some?
Nope.
Hey, Sally. You ever read any books by Louis L'Amour? Okay, Louis L'Amour was a foreigner, and he loved all things cowboy, just like me, Jimmy Boy. So, Louis would write stories about the rustlers.
Rustlers were really bad guys.
The belladonna is in my bag.
The cattle. But before they could sell them, they would try to take away the brand of the owner with an acid or by scrubbing. Unfortunately, they could never get rid of it, so they would be caught and get hanged.
What are you doing?
Come on. You can't hide the brand. It's just you.
Louis L'Amour, who, by the way, is not a foreigner. He's from North Dakota, you asshole.
Just
you're
cross the road.
Freaking
cross
me out.
The road.
Freak. Give me the phone before I plow you into
it. Okay, okay, just calm down.
Shut up.
Calm down. Woo.
You know, girls, I'm feeling very into sisters right now.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
He should have passed out by now. You didn't give him enough.
Gave him plenty.
You were always...
Please, come on. Come on, baby. I love
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
I want to be with you forever. You know that. I love you.
Just
really?
Please.
Hey,
please.
No. How much did you give him, Sally?
I don't know, Jillian. I wasn't using a measuring cup. He was trying to kill you.
Come on. Please, God, please, if you get us out of this, I'll be good. I'll have babies. I'll go to the PTA.
I have babies. Jillian, I had normal, and I worked really, really hard to get that normal. But from this moment on,
it's all my
I will
fault,
never
Sally.
Have the normal
I didn't
again.
Ruin your life. I just had no one else to turn to.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
We have to go to the police. It was self-defense.
the old slowly poison him to death, self-defense. Come on, Sally, they're never going to believe us.
You really should stop smoking so much, Julie.
Why? I'm probably going to get life. I should smoke two at once. It'll shorten the sentence.
I really don't want to lose my children.
I know. I don't want you to either.
What are you thinking?
When Michael died, you went to the aunts and you asked them to bring him back, right?
No, but they wouldn't.
Wouldn't? But not couldn't.
No, they were right. They would come back as something dark and unnatural.
But Jimmy already is dark and unnatural. And I don't care what he comes back as long as he comes back with a pulse.
No. That is not an option, Jilly. That is not a choice.
We don't have a choice, Sally. This is our choice.
Me. Big time.
Oh, he's gonna be so pissed. Okay, here we go.
Julia, let me out the aunt too.
There. Oh, Sal, watch his balls.
You watch him. Want to do this?
Absolutely.
Lips pursed, emit wind over tongue in motion, teeth on edge. Good enough. Touch bound and smudge of blue sage with grated wheat straw. Insert needles through eyes of corpse.
Through the eye?
In the eye.
No way. I think we should wait for the aunts.
It's not like he's gonna stay fresh, Jillian. It's now or never. Okay, I need for you to get me something white to write on top of the star. Chop, chop. It's actually brilliant. Oh, this is good. This is good. Oh. Now we're supposed to say, black is night, erase death from our sight. White is light.
White as
mighty hectate, make it right. Black is night.
Uh-huh. Black is night. Here.
White is light.
Black is night.
White is light. Mighty hectate, yeah. Make it right.
Black
is night.
Black is night. Erase death from our sight. White as light. Mighty hectate, make it right.
Black is night,
erase death from our sight. White is light, mighty hectate, make it right.
Black is night,
erase death from our sight. White is light,
mighty hectate, make it right.
Black is night, so
my wife.
worst is in men.
Sally?
Yeah.
I know this sounds really stupid and everything right now, but I just really wanted to say, thank you. Thanks for being my sister.
It's all right. Let's just put this all behind us, okay?
Yeah. What are we gonna tell the aunts?
Nothing.
They're here. What if they don't like me?
Mom!
We have to dance naked
under the full moon.
Oh my God, it was so fun.
We did.
So cool.
No, that's just...
Mugwort will fix that right up.
Kylie, now, why don't you and I just go to the greenhouse?
I'm so happy to see you, sweetheart.
Don't you worry, dear. Whoever he was, he'll get what he deserves.
Well, I think a brownie for breakfast would fix you right up.
A brownie?
A brownie.
You're still doing that?
Of course we'll still do. What do you mean, a waste? You've been away too long.
Some things never change in this house.
How long you have been away?
Where are they?
Oh, Sal, I love this stuff. It's great. You've done a great job.
Jillian, if you're going to work here, maybe you could... I don't know. Work?
I am. I'm testing the merchandise.
You guys know where you can reach me?
Yeah, I'll be back.
If anyone cares.
Did I do something wrong?
Phone tree day.
Phone tree day.
Parents hotline. If there's an emergency like a snow day, they decide who's the most responsible.
You mean the most popular.
Responsible mother to sound the alarm. Each mom calls the next one down on the list. It's a big deal to get chosen.
But Sally never gets picked because everybody knows she's a... different.
Quiet! Quiet, quiet! Third name from the top of the phone tree is... Dory Cantcher.
Hey, sorry to interrupt.
Can I help you?
I was... Oh, my sister. Just wanted to see my sister.
Is that a snake tattoo?
Yeah.
And there's one on her bone, too.
Yep, that's right. I'm back. Hang on to your husbands, girls.
Oh, that's Missy now. It's me naked without my homework.
Ladies, the second from the top of the phone tree will be Abigail
this
Little.
Is her. You know she screwed Coach Halfacre.
Ow!
Don't do that.
It wasn't me.
Well,
it was you.
Finally, I'm so pleased to report this. The top of the phone tree list is... One moment. It's, It's Sally Owens.
Oh, Sal!
Now that was me.
I am Newt, the toe of frog. Willem Bat, tongue of dog.
Adder's fork and blind worm's sting.
Barbados lime is just the thing.
Fregger's soft like a sailor's stubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
How convenient.
What it is.
Oh, please. Since when is being a slut a crime in this family?
Oh, honey, what would you know about it? When we put that smell on you for Michael, we had to bind it with molasses. Get your legs.
No. No, it's so wrong.
Come from?
Time I left it on the porch. Someone left it on the porch.
What's going on here? Huh? What's going on with you? Sally, what's going on in this house? Something's going on. I can smell it.
Yes, it's a very distinct smell. It's a smell of bullshit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Broom fell. Company's coming.
We had a problem, we handled it.
We deserve an explanation. Right. Come on, Jet, let's go.
No. No. No, it's just not possible. I mean, don't even think it. Tell me how that got here, Jimmy. Tell me, how did this bottle get here? It's not possible. Leaving like this is a harsh lesson.
A lesson they must learn on their own.
But what about the little ones?
Not to worry, Jetty. A good piece of Maria's hanging rope will protect them.
You have to promise us you won't take them off. Not until we come home.
I'll only be gone a short while. Okay.
Do you hear us?
Yeah. Promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love you.
Can I see that for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Thanks.
Hey!
Where'd you get that ugly thing around your neck?
The aunt gave it to us. They said it would protect us.
Kylie, could you please go get that mint from the garden before your bus gets here? Thank you. Where is the aspirin? Honey, please do as I say.
How well he's out there.
Not well. Who is out where?
The man under the roses.
What? I don't see him, sweetie. Are you looking at him now?
He's right there.
Where?
By the roses. They grew overnight.
Oh, shit. Okay, sweetie. We'll get rid of it. You better call the aunts now.
But they left.
What do you mean they left? Where did they leave?
They said to give you a message. Clean up your own mess.
Yeah. Oh, God. You. Stop it. You stop it. He's making them grow, Sally. He's trying to get to us by making them grow.
You leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Stop it, Chili. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. What?
His boot.
Oh, my God, is he? Is he rising? Where is that? Is the ground sinking? Sal, is he?
Okay.
What is he going to? Go inside.
He's trying to get
Julie, go inside, take care of the kids.
Kind of early for roses, isn't it?
Can I help you with something?
I sure hope so. Name's Gary Hallett. I'm a special investigator, state prosecutor's office in Tucson.
Well, you sure are a long way from home, officer.
Yes, ma'am. I was kind of hoping to talk to your sister, Jillian. She's around. She might have some information on a case I'm working on.
Oh, all right. I'll get her.
All right.
How did you know that I was her sister?
Oh, lucky guess, I guess.
Why don't you come inside? Julie, there's a cop downstairs and he's looking for Jimmy and he wants to talk to you and I think I'm having a heart attack.
Okay, just calm down. Calm down. What is the question? The question is, how much can he know?
Well, gosh, well, he seems to know an awful lot because he's come all the way from Arizona. And I know this sounds really strange, but I don't think I can lie to him.
Oh, my God, of course you can lie to him.
Breathe. Here is the story, right? Yes, okay. Here's the story.
I left him. Because he hit me. Yeah. And we haven't seen him since.
We haven't seen him since.
It's as simple as that. Okay. And you just let me handle the rest.
Okay, good.
All right?
Okay. Put you in here. Since what?
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's nice. Yeah. In a very penal code sort of way. Yeah. Okay, I left him because she hit him. And, just herbs. You know, from the garden.
Oh.
So what brings you to the island?
This.
You read my letter?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
It was a very personal letter.
Yes, ma'am, it was.
I'm sorry. You seem very
hello familiar. There.
Morning, Miss. Morning, Miss Owens.
Good morning, Mr.
Mr. Hallett.
Hallett.
Listen, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. I need to find your boyfriend, James Angelov.
I don't know where he is. I wouldn't exactly call him my boyfriend. He's more like a big mistake.
Is that his handiwork there?
Mm-hmm. If a man hits me, he only does it once. Can I, take a peek at your... Wow. Now, I can tell that you've never touched a woman in anger all your life.
May I have my hand back, please?
Sure.
So what you're trying to tell me is that you have no idea where he is?
I told you. He hit me, and I haven't seen him since.
When was that?
3 days ago, right, Sam? Yeah, three days.
3 days. Excuse me. Sally, whose car is that in the driveway? The one with the Arizona plates?
Oh, that's my car.
Oh, that's your car. Mm. Huh? Plate number 229 MOB? Uh-huh. That's James L. Angelov's car. Come on now.
We stole it, and it's a crime. I know this, but he basically kidnapped her, and it...
Whoa. He kidnapped you?
Well, no, he didn't really kidnap her. He just sort of, like, a little nap. No, she was, there was a car, and what happened was that she just... You should know she has the worst taste in men. Well, you do. So anyway, I picked her up and I drove her right back here, and we would be so happy to give him back his car because it is a crime. And as you say, you just don't know where he is to...
Just got a little...
Give him back that car.
So basically, nobody knows where he is.
I'm sorry, what?
So you don't have any idea where he is? Do you mind if I just took a look around?
Mm-mm.
This young lady's name was Phoebe Stone. 2 years ago, she was found strangled, lying on the side of the highway. Her body had been marked with a kind of a brand, burned right into the flesh. Any help you ladies can give me in locating this ex-friend of yours would sure be appreciated.
Shop where they cook up
have a special placenta. And that's why the ants don't age. I tell you, they just don't age.
She's selling placentas?
A placenta bar.
On Halloween, they all jump off the roof and fly.
When they get mad at you, they hex you.
I don't know about the Bulgarian, but I would not be surprised if he turned up in a ditch somewhere.
Sarah, that is not true. She's not saying they murdered him, just that maybe... They shook his hand and then he died. It's very mysterious.
If any man dared take on an Owens woman, he lived briefly in the euphoria of her love until meeting an untimely death.
The curse.
Witch? Yeah. Evil? No. I mean, you get your psychos now and then, you know, animal slaughter, ritual, human disembowelment, but that's really pretty rare.
See, it's a pagan label. It's Sally.
Hey,
Sal.
Hi.
She's definitely not into that stuff.
She's not,
huh? No.
Miss Ellis, I have a bone to pick with you.
What can I do for you, Dwight?
I could have gone to a qualified doctor to tend to this scalp condition of mine. Now, the more I use, the less it works. The product doesn't work.
Well, that's because it doesn't go on your head.
If I don't put it on my head, where the hell else would it go?
To remember.
My mistake.
There you go.
Thank you. Strange town. Never spent this much on shampoo before in my life.
Am I under some kind of surveillance?
Should you be?
Well, if there's something you want to know, ask me.
I already did. And all I can tell you is there appears to be something missing from your story. Now, listen, I want to talk to you some more, but I got to finish up some homework here. I was about to come by your house tomorrow morning.
Fine.
Okay. 10 a.m.?
Fine.
Okay. That's a date. All right.
Okay, to banish unwanted persons, it says you need blessing seeds.
All right. Blessing seeds. What about nigella seeds?
It's the same thing.
Oh, wow, it is. Good, good. You're good at this.
Why can't we tell Mommy we're going to send the policeman away?
Because your Mommy likes to pretend that she doesn't do magic, and we have to banish this man for your Mommy's own good. Blessing seeds, right. What else do we need? Antonia, I told you to listen out the door for Mr. Hallett. Blessing seeds, right. Milk thistle. Yeah, anything here.
Was this Mommy's?
Oh, wow, yeah, where did you get that? You can put pancakes in the air. I'll have one green eye, one blue. Hear my call a mile away.
Was it about Daddy?
Yeah.
But Daddy had brown eyes.
You know, the truth is this wasn't about your daddy. This was when your Mommy was little and she was... she was trying to invent a guy who didn't exist to protect herself. It's crazy. But, You know, she loved your daddy. Oh, she loved him very, very much.
I can't wait to fall in love.
Kylie, listen to me. Do you ever put your arms out and spin and spin and spin really, really fast?
She does it all the time.
She does? Well, that's what love is like. Makes your heart race. It turns the world upside down. But if you're not careful, if you don't keep your eyes on something still, you can lose your balance, you know? You can't see what's happening to the people around you. You can't see that you're about to fall.
Don't be sad, Aunt Jillian. I won't let you fall down. Mm. He's here!
Make sure you're here. He's here. Go!
We came for breakfast. We're having pancakes.
No, actually, I just came here to talk to your mom.
Great, she's having pancakes too. Come in. Well. Do you have a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see it?
Mm-hmm.
He's here for breakfast.
Have a question or two.
He's gonna stay.
Good work.
Shh. He's gonna stay.
Go back out there and keep them away from here. Keep them away.
Belladonna. It's a sedative. People put it in their tea to relax, calm their nerves.
Some people also use it as a poison.
Which people?
Which people?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Witches.
Witches.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you found me out, huh? Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You should come around here on Halloween. You'd really see something then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we all jump off the roof and fly. We kill our husbands, too. Or is that outside your jurisdiction?
Do you have any idea how strange this all sounds to me? I got people telling me that you're up here cooking up placenta bars, that you're into devil worship.
No, there's no devil in the craft.
So what kind of craft do you do?
Do I do?
Hmm.
I manufacture bath oils. And soaps and hand lotions and shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And the aunts, they like to meddle in people's love lives. Magic isn't just spells and potions. Your badge? Just a star. Just another symbol. Your talisman. It can't stop criminals in their tracks, can it? It has power because you believe it does. Wish you could believe in me.
Miss Owens.
Hmm.
Are you hiding James Angelo?
Not in this house.
Did you or your sister kill James Angelo?
Oh, yeah. A couple of times. Antonia, could you make more of a mess?
Oh, I'm cooking.
I can see that.
Hey there. Have you ever seen a saguaro cactus? Step aside, you. Well, you're about to.
We want them.
Careful, they tend to use it as frisbees.
backwards?
Backwards, forwards, sideways, you name it.
Okay, first troll.
What is this? Oh, I don't want it in my pocket.
I'm gonna put it on your lap. This is not yours.
Oh, that's all right.
Second troll. Yeah. And if you're anything like my girls, here.
Wow.
Keep it clean.
Making it good.
Mm-hmm. Cozy, huh?
All right.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
I can call you Gary, can I?
Why not?
Coffee? You must try some of my syrup.
Oh, here's the syrup.
No! 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 No!
I guess they didn't want to eat that.
I guess not.
Wow, I've been looking for this. this is his party trick, right?
It's your ring, is it?
Yeah. Could I have it back?
What do you two think you're playing at here?
What do you mean?
You better get yourselves a damn good lawyer. And don't even think about leaving town. What was in that syrup?
We just stick to our stories, you know? No body, no crime. It's... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm feeling like shit. I'm not sleeping. I just...
God, Jillian, it's all you can think about, isn't it? You.
Hmm?
It's all about you.
I don't want to fight.
Don't you walk away from me! Sick and tired of pulling up your messes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're always right, Sally. Oh, one big mess. Just one big mess. Well, at least I live my life. And you hate me for that because it scares the hell out of you.
Jillian, I don't hate you.
Look at you. You spend all your energy just trying to fit in, be normal. But you're never going to fit in, Sally, because we're different. And so are you girls.
You leave them out of this. Okay.
All my life, I have wished I had even half your talent. You're wasting yourself, Sal.
You know what? I want you out of here. I want you gone.
Okay, fine. I'm gone.
Good.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Doing the right thing.
No, you are not going to go and tell him what happened.
You know what's funny? Because the moment that man walked into the house, that's all I seem to want to do.
What are you going to do? Get down on your knees and beg for mercy?
You want me to be true to myself? Huh? Then watch this. It was Jimmy's ring.
Oh, really?
I know you knew that, but I needed to tell you.
Yeah, well, I was serious back there. You best get yourself a lawyer before you talk to me.
I don't want a lawyer.
All right. Come on in. Excuse the mess, wasn't expecting company. You have yourself a seat. Let's see what I need here. Here, you don't need to look at that stuff.
times did you read my letter?
A few. I have to study all the evidence. Okay, you want to sit down? This is the testimony of Sally Owens, March 8th, 1998. You going to sit down? Where is James Angelo?
I think he's in the spirit world.
You think he's dead?
No, I think he's haunting us. What evidence did you get from reading my letter?
Did you or your sister kill James Angelo?
Jillian didn't kill anybody.
Jillian didn't. Jillian didn't, but you did. Huh? Did you? Sally, did you?
What if I told you I did? What would you do? What? Would you send me to jail for the rest of my life? All because the world was short a man like Jimmy Angelov?
It's not for you or me to decide how he should be punished. He has to be held accountable.
Well, he has been punished.
Yeah. You really should get a lawyer's advice before we go any further. Now listen, I know you're in some kind of trouble, right? If you'll trust me, tell me what you know, I promise you, I will do everything I can to keep you from harm's way.
No, no.
Thank you.
What's wrong? Can't guard your tongue?
What was that, Sally? I mean, that was him, wasn't it? Is he gone or what?
Yes, you killed a spirit, but I'm the one who took his life. But I will tell you everything you need to know. I'll tell you how I did it. I'll tell you where I buried him. I'll tell you what I did it with. I'll tell you
Hold on. Just a goddamn second, all right? One step at a time. I took an oath to uphold the law, all right? I thought I came here to bring in the bad guy, because generally that's what I do. You asked me how many times I read your letter. I must have read it about 1,000 times. I know now that it was your letter more than anything else that brought me here. It was you. And I'm all mixed up about that.
The reason that you're here and you don't know why is because I sent for you. When I was a little girl, I worked a spell so I would never fall in love. I asked for qualities in a man that I knew couldn't possibly exist.
One green eye, one blue.
But you do.
You're saying what I'm feeling is just one of your spells?
Yeah, it's not real. And if you stay, I wouldn't know if it was because of the spell, and you wouldn't know if it was because I didn't want to go to prison.
Yeah, well, relationships have a problem.
I'm right, aren't I? You don't know, do you?
Well, you do what you do, and I do what I do, and you'll see where we end up. Good.
Okay.
Curses only have power when you believe in them. And I don't. You know what? I wished for you too.
arrived in the nick of time.
Wow. I see our instincts are getting a little rusty.
He's squatting inside her like a toad.
And this is what comes from dabbling. Well, you can't practice witchcraft while you look down your nose at it.
Oh, no.
I know. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it.
We have to banish him.
We have to force his spirit back into the grave.
We need a full coven.
9 women. 12's better.
Do you have any friends?
Linda!
Hi, it's Sally. I'm activating the phone tree. Look, you know the stuff that everyone's always whispering about me? The hexes, spells, the... Well, here's the thing. I'm a witch.
I got the best news. Sally just came out.
What a fabulous affirmation.
Apparently her sister just got out of a very bad relationship, and now the guy will not leave her alone.
Sealing his nasty spirit back into the grave. Oh, once I was halfway across town, my daughter had a nightmare, and I swear to God, I could hear her crying.
Please, a little witch in all of us.
He's almost ready on
actually.
Well, Sarah, I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, you know that ever since I was a little girl, I've wanted to see inside your house.
Well, thank you for coming.
Is this okay?
Well, ladies, let's begin. All right, ladies, pick a broom, form a circle.
Oh, shit. Whoa. I've been strung out by a guy before, but this is...
Sally.
Would each of you now pick up your brooms, hold them at staff length, handle to brush. Remember that as we go forth, it is only with our hearts beating as one that we can save the life of this child.
Dite perdant. Te maledico. Dite perdant. Te maledico.
Are we supposed to say this?
Stop! Stop
Just let him take me. No. No, you have to hold on. Jill, you have to stay with me. Jilly, no, stay with me. Jilly, stay with me, Jilly. He wants me. Just me. No. Everyone will be safe.
No.
Just let him take me. Oh, Sam.
Don't die on me, Jilly Hawks, please. Because we're supposed to die together, remember? At the same time, you promised me that, and this is not that day.
I've got it. Get them back in the circle.
Hey, Jimmy, I got a worm with your name on it. Thirsty? Is this what you want?
Well, this?
You can't have.
No!
No! My blood. Your blood. Our blood.
Maria's blood. Now!
Husband.
Come on, ladies. Let's clean house!
Get him out of here! Get your boots! Come on, through the kitchen! Follow me!
Very good, honey. Well done.
Dear Miss Owens, any further investigations? Office hereby concluded that James Angeloff's cause of death was accidental. Jewelry found in the ashes of the structure provided positive identification. Sincerely, Gary Hallett, Special Investigator.
I don't think he's in there, Sal.
What would you do, Jilly?
What wouldn't I do for the right guy?
Do you always drive?
your first initial feeling. Special knowledge holds true, bears believing. I turned around and the water was closing all around like a glove. Crystalline knowledge of you drove me like a magnet to the sea, to the sea, yeah.
Can love travel back in time and heal a broken heart? Was it our joined hands that finally lifted Maria's curse? I'd like to think so. There's some things, though, I know for certain. Always throw spilled salt over your left shoulder. Keep rosemary by your garden gate. Plant lavender for luck. And fall in love whenever you can.